Let's tidy up this tangle of film by putting it on a reel. Here is a motion picture film, 1,000 feet, 16,000 separate photographs.
Welcome, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Real Debaters podcast. If you listen closely in the background, you can hear a movie playing. We are at Movies in the Park, the Cinnabon Park. We are watching Turning Red. I'm here. It's me. It's Charles. It's Jimmy. It's Emily. What the fuck is up, guys?
What the fuck is up? You know what's up? It's a coming of age, enjoyable romp. That's what the fuck is up.
Let's start off first with which one of us has seen Turning Red and which one of us hasn't.
Well, I'm going to just go ahead and say, as a parent of two preteen girls, this movie was literally made for my family, so I've certainly seen it.
Charles, what about you?
I started watching it today, kind of in the background, and I found myself just immediately drawn to it. It's fantastic. I did not finish it, so I'm really excited that I get to, like, see the rest of this movie here. So,
what about you?
Charles is mostly here to eat chips.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, I'm just here for the chips.
Charles is just here for the chips. I haven't seen Turning Red.
Yes.
I'm excited though. It's Disney, right? They can't do any wrong.
So right now we're walking into the opening scene.
We've got our four main female leads, and they're preteen girls, and they're doing their own thing. They're just trying to forge their own way in the world here, and so. Our intro is our main character telling us about how she feels like she's trying to forge her own way in the world and stand apart from her family. So we've got the classic teenage trying to find who you are person kind of movie going on here.
Wonderful turnout here tonight at Assiniboine Park.
No kidding. I was reading, first of all, I don't know, did you guys know it was going to be featured in Toronto and in Canada before it came out? Was that something everybody was aware of?
I did not know, but it was really exciting to sort of see all of the Toronto references that happened in this movie. Fun fact about Toronto, my little sister moved to Toronto.
There's nothing fun about Toronto.
And I sent her to meet Charles in the middle of a street somewhere.
Really?
And they didn't know who each other were, so she just started yelling, "Charles!" on like a busy street until they found each other.
I love the fact that Disney actually let her do it. I think that's pretty neat. Because you usually don't get to see your... No one really gets this. Disney's so much of a fake world, you don't get to see much of your own reality in it, right?
Well, they were going to do Winnipeg, Michael.
Really? What happened?
Transcona.
Yeah.
Turning Transcona.
How are those chips, Charles?
I'm just kidding.
Transconing red.
I'm almost finishing them up. They're red.
Are you turning red over there? Your fingers turning red? Okay, yeah. The basic plot I understand of this, Emily, because you're going to be the one to fill us in on this, because I saw this once with Shauna. And we just watched it because it was the newest, hottest Pixar. But I do recall it's a coming-of-age tale about a daughter who is kind of butting heads with her mom.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, and in this particular movie, she hits puberty and turns into a red panda.
Which is such a great euphemism.
Yeah, the euphemism is there. Absolutely. So she has puberty, turns into a red panda, and then she's realizing what that means for her and how she can... how she can make that a part of her and still maintain the life that she has and the connection with her family.
Charles, did you get to that part?
It happens pretty early in the movie.
I did.
So the family owns a business. The family owns a business, and the daughter works at the family business. And so she's still like trying to find who she is, and she's rebelling a little bit, but she still has a very deep family connection there. Yeah.
That's hard. As a young boy in the Skinner's family... I can relate.
Wait, are you Skinners?
Yeah.
Like hot dogs?
Yeah.
What? I love that.
I know.
You're right. It is a Skinner's empire.
It's a big deal.
For those of you who aren't from Winnipeg, Skinner's hot dogs are a big deal here.
We try.
But so we just saw a shot there with the CN Tower in the background. So very, very Toronto. And
my problem is the rest of the world already knows Toronto exists. They should have put this in a Canadian city that the people don't know. Then maybe
Flin Flon, Manitoba.
Yeah. Well, then maybe Taylor Swift wouldn't just go to Toronto.
So for those of us who remember being a preteen girl, so of all people, it's just me.
Yeah.
Definitely wanting to connect with your mom, but also wanting to really distance yourself from your mom and liking different things certainly rings very true. So she's looking right now. She wants to go see the Four Town concert.
Yeah, you know what? I found out.
Four Town when there's
Well, then that I also I was reading that shit today. That was pretty sweet. Also Billie Eilish and Phineas wrote all the jams for this movie.
Really? Yeah. Oh yeah, the songs are really fun.
All the songs for Four Town with Five Guys are written by two people. Charles, are you done eating chips? You wanna share your thoughts on any of this right now?
Sure.
When you were a preteen girl, when did you turn into a panda?
I think I've always been a panda, Mike. No, funny enough, Emily and I went to junior high together.
And high school,
yeah. Well, what I mean is, like, we've known each other since junior high, so...
What clique was Charles in?
Charles went to a different elementary school than I did, so...
That's right.
He was, like, kind of friends with a different group of initial friends, but we had an overlapping group, kind of like the, I don't know, sort of like jock skater kind of crew.
We just were always misfit just like, kids.
Yeah, well, I was in a little bit of trouble, getting up to no good.
Yeah. Oh. I've seen Emily turn into a panda.
An actual panda. Yeah. You were here for the panda moment. Of
I witnessed her panda moment, and it was. And she was great. She was a great sport about it.
And then he got in one little fight, and his mom got to
him. Yeah, exactly.
You know the rest goes.
Yeah. You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air. Emily is the only person who this movie's probably meant for. You, A, being a daughter, B, being a mom. What were your personal connections to this after watching it the first time? Like, does it hit notes?
It definitely does. There is a point in, and I'm sure this holds true for boys as well, but I can't speak to that experience. But for little girls, there's a point where everyone around you seems to be going through something that you're supposed to be going through too. You want to do it the exact same way as everybody else, but it never works out that way, right? And so everything happens individually, and that's really what this movie is all about, is like all of her friends are going through the same thing that she is, but like her experience is just so different. And
is this where she's trying to hide being a panda?
She's trying to hide her plans.
That's right.
Her drugs.
Drugs. What kind of drugs do you think she'd have, Charles?
Mermaid drugs. No, she has these funny, fucking hilarious drawings. Like, it's weird. The way the movie makes it seem like, it seems like, I don't know, maybe because I had it in the background, I thought it was going to be something really graphic and whatnot, but they're really funny and cute, and it's so funny how the mom loses it.
Yeah, and it's funny what people, like, she's like, what, did he do this to you? Who made you do this?
Where are you getting these ideas from, young lady? Young me, where is this coming from?
And she's literally just, like, in love with a boy. That's what it is.
The one thing I can say I can relate with is a little bit is, like, she talks about her upbringing and, like, her cultural upbringing and, like, you know, how it was super important to her family, like, tradition and culture and all that. And growing up in a Portuguese household, that was very similar, too. Like, it was really important that we all went to church, we all had dinner together, we did certain things all the time. So it is funny seeing certain ways, like, the overprotective mom and things like that. I see it too, and when I watch this, I laugh because I'm like, well, these are things I never experienced as a guy, and I kind of get a little bit more of an insight from like a woman's perspective, right? And these insane pressures of this, because I feel like if I drew these drawings, my dad would just throw them out. He wouldn't give a shit.
Can you imagine, right? Like, what kind of parent does that?
Just
like,
awful.
This is just so terrible. This has to be abuse, I'm pretty sure.
Like, the meanest thing I've ever heard.
I'm fairly certain that when you give birth to a person, you are responsible to put every picture on the fridge, no matter how bad it is.
But that wasn't...
Not in the garbage.
That wasn't bad. That was a really well-drawn picture. It was just super embarrassing.
No, she's definitely got a...
Listen, I can see my daughters. They're sitting right down from me right here, and I will promise right now from the bottom of my heart, I will never expose their weird mermaid fantasy drawings to their crushes.
That's very nice of you.
But apparently their stepdad will. Dan says he's going to.
As a young man, being the child of a single parent, single mother, I'm trying to imagine something I may have had to gone to my mom about as I was growing up, and everything I'm thinking of is like my mom didn't. Everything I'm thinking of is what my mom probably would have walked in on at some point or another, right? Like, you know, and like how do you? So it's fun that this movie, like Barbie, is meant for a totally different demographic. Yeah. Then, like, the dudes don't get a movie for a minute, and that's fucking fun.
I like,
but
I
at
like
the same
right here
time,
where
everyone can relate to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like how she's freaking out, and, like, one thing that I am trying desperately to hold on to as a mother of preteens is the feeling of literally everything being the end of the world. And there was no talking about it. Like, this is it. My life is over. I can never go back to school.
Impending
I have to move
doom,
to a new
yeah.
city, like, change my name, like, because this, and if, like, over nothing, right? But it was everything, and there's no perspective. And so
totally.
That's what's happening here, and they're capturing it nicely. And I'm remembering this, I'm socking this away in the the recent memory bank so that when this happens, I know how to handle it.
Do you? I wonder how many other animals it was before a panda. Like, how many animals before they settled on red panda?
Red kangaroo.
Right? Like, do you remember the red pandas from the zoo here? I remember being a kid. Like,
they're so cute.
Yeah, they're
so
amazing.
Fucking adorable.
I mean, how many red animals are there? Like, maybe like a cardinal? What else could it really be?
The red cardinal.
What happened to the red pandas at the zoo?
They're still there.
Yeah, they had more.
Well, that's nice.
They just, I think they like to
baby
hide.
Reds.
Like, it's, if it's too hot or too cold, they like to go in their little inside spots. They don't come out all that often. Yeah, just right.
This whole part reminds me of Toby becoming Spider-Man in the first one. Like, just the crazy night sweat dreams.
It's very Sam Raimi.
Like, yeah, they did a really cool job there. But yeah, I saw that in the background today, and I was like, oh.
Hormones.
Very Toby.
Hormones do crazy things,
yeah.
Man.
They can make you Spider-Man or a panda.
Aw.
Very cute. She just made her like little rice breakfast with eggs on top, and I've recently discovered that in my life. I've been making rice and eating it in for all meals, and with eggs,
it works
with eggs
everything.
On top is a really good way to eat your rice.
I know.
100%. Do you know that the same director of this was the director of Bao?
Little short?
The little short about the Bao bun?
That was so cute.
Yeah, that was what she auditioned with, basically, and then got that from this.
Yeah.
Or got this from that,
I think the writers are from, they're Canadian for sure. I think they're from Toronto, if I'm not mistaken.
Director is, she is.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she is. Okay. And then her four best friends are all based on four different friends from her childhood.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, she peppered the shit out of it with a lot of personal
Well, you write
story.
What you know.
Yeah, the writer writes what they know, exactly.
Well, she's just bragging. Now she had four friends? Whoa.
I mean, I have to host a podcast to see the three of you.
Someone was popular.
I love how she, like, all of the euphemisms of this movie are amazing. Like, how she's hiding in the bathroom and her mom comes running in with, like, a box of things. She's like, okay, we're going to figure this out. And then the kid screams at her and she's like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry.
It's just a giant science project box.
Yeah.
She brings in, like, every kind of, like, I think, pad, too.
And, like, all the pads in the hot water bottles.
Yeah.
Wide flow, medium flow, heavy flow.
Yeah. She for sure thinks that she's just got her period, but no, she's turned into a panda. So sweet. I will say... that it's not this traumatic. I will point that out. It's just for everyone who's wondering, who's never been through this. It's nowhere near this traumatic. It's more just like, oh, ew, what's that?
At the very least, it doesn't need to be.
Yeah.
Well, I was saying to Charles, I mean, like, all right, like, real talk here. Like, the first time that a dude ever experiences a girl having their period. The guy, I thought I broke it. I thought I did something wrong. Like, I thought I fucked up.
Let's go to the hospital.
And you were.
Yeah. Man, fight for me. But, like, you know, because you're young and you don't know and you experience it for the first time. And I'm totally not trying to co-op this movie to how a guy would experience it.
Still don't.
But no, but I'm just saying, still don't. Yeah, still don't. Still don't understand. But, I got afraid. I thought I broke it. I thought something was wrong with me. All these things went through my head. So, like, and
it can be both.
Yeah. The combing of the face.
She just realized she could unpanda herself by calming herself down. So she's just like deep breathing and combing her face.
Oh, that's why she pulls her. That's so cute.
It's very cute.
Again, I watched this with Shauna and we didn't know a sweet fucking thing about it.
Yeah.
So as it unfolded, it was this fun, cute journey of like, oh, this is where Disney's going. Like, not knowing that this is about female womanhood and growing up and maturing and puberty and all these things. And you're kind of like, oh, okay.
I also think it's just, like, a really cool concept to, like, it's she's kind of like a superhero without being a superhero, which I think all women really are.
Nice. Oh,
absolutely.
No, but do you know what I mean? Especially the way they do it, though. Like, I love the idea that when she's calm, she can go into the self. But even when she's back in her, like, human form, she's got red hair, she's got this different kind of like vibrance to her, you know what I mean? And then,
like, when a woman comes into work with bangs,
yeah.
You're like, wow, that's
whoa.
A superhero.
Whoa.
Not to give away too much of the movie either, but I also really enjoy how she reacts to this superpower exactly the way that any teenager would, which is like making money off of it.
Oh, yeah.
And like popularity.
That'd
and things like that.
But
so.
Also I again, it's coming up, but the friend reaction is incredible.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
So the way her friends react to it is amazing. That's like one of my favorite parts so far.
It's the best way friends can react.
That's how you know you have the best fan group ever, is turn into a giant panda and see how they react.
Let's see what they say.
Can I say something for a second?
Yes.
I don't know.
Michael, for the record, is now eating chips.
Ketchup chips.
Ketchup chips.
I just want to say these chips are a good idea, Charles.
Yeah. They're really good after, you know.
And I'm turning red as well.
See?
Visit the canteen.
It's all for the theme. Yeah. When you guys get a chance, listener, go visit the canteen at Cineboy
Bar. That wasn't on the list, right? We didn't. They didn't want us to say that.
No
there was.
No,
it
we
said
did.
The canteen
said
was
it.
There.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said it.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. You read everything, and then you did that dramatic pause, and then you're like, oh, two more things.
And there's more.
I asked the kids, how did I do? And Lily was like, it was fine. You stuttered a lot. And I was like, oh, well, thank you for that feedback.
I think you said it beautifully.
Well, listen, it's not the king's speech, okay? I'm trying my best.
Oh, my God, that's great. Circa Oscars 2012.
Speaking of, the late movie tonight is the King's Speech. Be sure to stick around.
The super late show.
Yeah. It's supposed to go at 8:45, but it could start at 9.
Playing at 1:30 tonight.
What time is that?
1:30 a.m.
Sorry, what time is that?
Tonight?
Oh,
my
no.
King's Speech
somebody
impression.
Put, someone took picture, like took photocopies of her picture and put them up all over all the lockers.
Yeah, that's not cool, man. Especially because, like, mermaids are the shit.
Kids are cruel.
Yeah. Kids
now,
don't appreciate mermaids.
If somebody drew me as a mermaid, I would be so pleased. Okay, so there was one kid in high school who updated his Wikipedia page to say that we were in love.
That's amazing.
But he did that himself, so I don't think that he was worried about
me. He's his own editor.
Yeah, no one's really checking.
Do you want me to, I'll request to take that page down for you, Emily, all these years later. I don't believe that's true, actually. Take that off of Wikipedia.
I don't believe that's true.
Wikipedia's got all true.
And you know what? I remember it. So he must have done something, right? He made an impression.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. There's, you know, high school is an interesting time.
Did you guys pass notes? You guys are in your 30s.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Did you do, like, the folding thing where you folded it into the little square and then the triangle so you could, like, fold it, like, up and pass
no.
it?
Oh, I did
God.
Not, but
that
was
that.
My favorite thing about
wow.
getting one from a girl.
From a girl.
Because they always
were,
did that.
Yeah, because they
and
were folded
it was cool.
In
I was
cool
like,
way.
Am I going to get treasure too?
Yeah.
I was like, is this a treasure map?
Do you like me? Yes or no?
I was just trying to make out with women. I wasn't trying to do origami, as you say.
We used origami as foreplay.
Like, this fucking crane I'm supposed to play with over here.
Hey, Charles.
We just make out in the corner.
Emily, she was talented. She did both.
Now what
oh,
can I say?
So now her mom is in the... Is she being attacked by security at the school?
Yeah
because...
Yeah, her mom's literally peeping on her from a tree.
Trying to get out of the way.
This would honestly be horrifying.
Oh, no!
God,
her
yeah.
mom! Oh, no!
Oh, yeah, this was so... The way they do this is so cool. It's so, like...
It just blasts
yeah,
them back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, this poor kid. Like, was this person ever a child? Like, how do parents get so...
Well,
disconnected from know, like
because at the end of the day we always all end up as our parents. We just be a little bit better each time.
I had a very similar experience.
Your mom brought pads to school?
He
no,
shit himself.
But she did come fight for me. She did break up a fight.
Oh, you yeah, tell this story.
Yeah, I got I sprained my ankle. I came back to school.
Oh, excuse me.
To school after I healed up. And this dude heard some shit that I was talking shit apparently. Anyways, the guy approaches me in front of, like, everybody as soon as I get to school at, like, 8 o'clock in the morning and kind of threatens to hit me. I'm on crutches. I thought my mom drove away. She just drove across the street and, like, watched the whole thing happen. So I understand what me's going through in that scene where mom is running across the school grounds trying to show the tampon box. Like, it's the most embarrassing thing when your mom comes to school
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that one you got to change schools, I think.
I think, yeah, move away.
You do,
change
you
your
do.
Name.
But number two.
But who fights the kid on crutches, even if you were talking shit?
I mean, that is an easy target and therefore would be what I would do too.
Fair enough. No, you're
you
right.
You only pick
low
the fights
hanging,
that you
low,
can win.
Low-hanging fruit.
Emily, actually, you're absolutely
damn,
right.
She's right every time.
She's damn right.
here's
my, good advice.
Here's my question, though. If we all had to experience this to the boys, to the three of us here, what's your animal you'd want to turn into?
Well, Michael, I think if men had to experience periods, all of it would be free.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're not wrong about that, sir. But like,
and everyone would get 1 week off a month.
That's right.
Like, I feel you would turn into a giraffe.
I was thinking some kind of crustacean creature.
Okay.
Like a crab or
yeah.
more like a little
well,
shrimp?
Well, I thought
but
still
red.
Red
crab?
I think I'd want to be a capybara.
Oh my God, I love capybaras.
Well, you don't get to pick the nicest animal ever.
You know what I do?
Why, this is all bets are off.
I go red sloth.
Like he fell into a can of paint?
Yeah. Leave me alone. No one look at me. I'm moving, but you don't need to know I am.
I think I go armadillo.
Now, okay, yeah. Hang on. I got a question, Emily. Do you think mom sees her kid
as
the panda?
She does, yeah.
Okay.
And there's more to it?
Because I always assume, okay, I couldn't remember that aspect of the film, because what I'm watching is it looks like she just sees her daughter.
No, she definitely sees her as the panda, but she wasn't sure that, like, what first happened is she just thought she got her period. And then, so she didn't see her as the panda until she turned into the panda at school when she came to bring her back.
Okay, that's when. Okay,
yeah, so that was the first time she saw her.
And now there's more to the legend.
Yeah. I remember the first time trying to explain to, like, my kid when it was, like, when she was like, why am I so mad for no reason? And I was like, oh, I know why. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Emily, how do you tell your kid, fault. Like, you're going to be a panda soon? It's going to suck.
It's more like, I'm sorry that your hormones are in line with my hormones, and the only thing I can do here is give you chocolate.
Yeah.
There's only one way to handle this.
Chocolate and love.
Chocolate
but for what
love.
My lady tells me, she says that sometimes that's like the best thing to do is just give lots of chocolate.
Chocolate and love.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the only way you can do it. That's to this day, you know, like sometimes you just got to go to Max and get like every candy that they have.
Yes. Okay now.
Yeah.
One of each, please, sir.
Yeah. And you can tell there's like two kinds of people in Max. There's people who are PMS shopping and people who are really high. And that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. There really is no in between, is there?
And we've all got red eyes and we're all like,
why would I need to put ice
and
cream
we're also
in my
trying
Slurpee?
To like...
Why would I need to do that?
We're also awkwardly hiding from each other.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yeah.
Don't look at me.
That's why they added that, because they knew.
We're all wearing sweatpants.
Yeah.
There's just...
Emily Wright again.
Exactly. Oh, so there you go. So now they're explaining... what happened.
The history of the mom.
The history
and,
of
yeah, their
family,
lineage,
yeah.
right?
So this is like Teen Wolf.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Like when the dad
yeah, okay.
is like,
really
oh,
good
it
at basketball.
Is part
yeah.
of it.
It's like
but
yeah.
he didn't. Why wouldn't you tell Scott that you're going to be a wolf sometime? Why do you keep. Because it might not happen.
He wanted to make sure that his basketball was pure and not just werewolf power. He got a ball before the power.
But also, if okay, so I would sort of take this personally. If my mom knew that I was going to turn into a giant panda,
that's what I'm saying. You tell
and
them.
Didn't tell
yeah,
me.
Yeah, why'd you bury
that.
The fucking
Did
lead, mom?
Yeah.
That's right.
She has. She's like, why didn't you tell me?
Why didn't you tell me?
Well,
I agree.
Yeah, see?
I think I want to re-answer the question of what pet do you want from a movie.
Oh, you changed your mind?
Yeah, I want me. It's a panda.
She's not. She's a
not
person.
Not me as a panda,
she's
but me
person.
The character. Yeah.
You can't have her as a pet. She's a person.
No, but I just.
Mike.
Yeah. Well, no, hey, no, no, no. We have
Red
not
Mike.
Confirmed if they don't split DNA when they change. So, like, if she has to take over the shape of a red panda, I'm assuming there's some sort of molecular change there. So I'd be allowed to have this panda.
Do you think if you were a panda, your kitty would like you more? What was that? Do you think if you were a panda, your kitty would like you more?
Got him.
There's nothing I can make that cat do to fucking like me. I got to finish it off when it's in heat.
Well,
and
yeah,
I refuse to do that.
Sometimes it seems to like him too much.
Yeah, like, so oh.
But there's no happy medium there.
No.
But there's a lot of love.
There's a happy ending.
And you know what's funny, guys? Is that the only time my cat likes me is when she's on her period.
Lovely.
When she's a red panda.
Yeah, when she's
the red panda.
When she's the red panda.
That's life in a nutshell.
Don't listen to this episode with your kids while you watch this movie, listeners.
It's a kids movie, but it is not a kids episode.
This is our breakdown of the film.
Huh? You know
nothing's
what?
Kid-friendly when the debaters watch it.
No. We masturbate. They ain't that friendly about
you
that
know
sentence.
What they do? They get there. They bring their kids all around. Gather around. I'm putting on the real debaters, children. We're going to sit down and we'll all stare into each other's eyes.
What's that impression
never
you do?
Allowed back at that kid's house ever again.
I really wish everybody could see. This crowd is awesome right now.
Yeah, it's actually
packed.
Gotten really big.
It's packed.
Yeah.
Like, it's great.
Which is really exciting because there was a point where we really thought it was going to
get canceled.
Out.
Yeah, like, we were having that discussion about
the whole
about
afternoon
it
was like, do we stay? Do we go?
How drunk do we get? No, but it was like, it just sucked because, you know, we were excited and then it got to a point where it was like, okay, we have to seriously consider it being canceled, but... Nope. Full force, baby.
Yeah. And even if it does rain, it's not supposed to rain until 8:30.
Yeah.
Which is everyone else's problem and not ours.
Yeah. Sun's out, guns out. We're
That's
here
right.
to party.
Yeah. E.T.
They're singing their four
this
up or four town or
this
whatever.
This is their four town
So
jam.
This is the part where, like, the friends first see full panda mode and they fully embrace it and just love her to pieces for it. But what's funny is when she first does it, the one in the pink literally... grabs her and squeezes her, and she's like, "You're so fluffy!"
Yeah,
and just
remember
like
that.
Loves
I remember
it.
That, yeah.
Oh yeah,
she's like
so,
boo. She's like boo.
Yeah,
kind of
like
Inc.
boo. Yeah, 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 yeah. She's
or
so
the,
funny.
Or what's the little one from the like minion the Gru? Despicable
oh.
Me. She's like,
oh,
oh my
yeah.
God, it's so fluffy, I could
yeah.
Die.
That's
yeah.
The one I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Of.
Yeah. No, it was
you know
very
that cute,
cute
animated character in that cartoon.
Yeah,
movie?
The little one in the thing.
Yeah.
Unicorns, I love them. Unicorns, I love them. That one. Okay, so they're thinking about Four Town. So let's just have a really quick moment. What was your Four Town? I mean, I know you weren't girls, but like, what was your Four Town as a kid? Because kids all have bands that they're like, oh my God, that's my favorite. Or is that just girls?
No, man. That's
Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys.
Spice Girls and Backstreet
Easily.
Boys, yeah. Backstreet
and we were
Boys
hoping
sure.
They did a crossover.
Yeah, yeah, I was hoping they did too.
Spice Boys.
Spice Boys. Backstreet Girls.
Jimmy, what was your... What was
oh, that Backstreet? Sounds so much worse for some reason.
The Backstreet
yeah,
Girls.
For some reason, Backstreet Boys people don't think about, but Backstreet Girls, I'd think about that. I'd be like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
do you know what that sounds like?
No, we know. Yeah,
that,
you would.
That sounds like
you
a...
think about that.
That
you're going to go
like
home
a,
and think about that tonight.
Hey, girl, you want to get arrested today.
That sounds like a group of like female detectives in a film noir. The Backstreet Girls.
Backstreet Girls.
Rizzoli and Isles.
Yeah, Jimmy, what was your Four Town?
Bowling for Soup.
Oh yeah!
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Good one.
The classic. The guys who didn't write Stacey's mom.
That I was gonna say. I was confusing them.
Mom?
Someone's
that's
mom.
Fountains of Wayne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
Bowling for Fountains.
Mine was.
Cher.
Oh, we'll do it. Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Michael at home.
I can't even do a good. I can't do a bad Cher. Never mind a good Cher.
Madonna.
No. Backstreet Boys.
Yeah.
It was Backstreet Boys.
Mine was definitely Backstreet Boys.
I was a dancer as a kid. Like, I took dance lessons, and I took Backstreet Boy type dance lessons. So when I got older and I went to the bar, I realized that dance lessons get women's attention.
Mike, drop your mic and give me a Backstreet Boys
not,
dance.
Yeah, I agree.
I
yeah.
really need to see that.
It's that's not something.
I will sing you a song.
Okay.
And then
I need
you
to,
can do
first
it.
First of all, I need to warm up. I need to get limber.
There's like, there are not enough hours in the day to get limber enough.
This isn't the fucking Catalina
take
wine
it to
mixer,
the stage.
Okay?
This is the halftime show. This is the halftime show
so
between Red Panda or yeah, Red Panda and
we'll get him up there. We'll do a song.
Or Turning Red and E.T. Mike will be doing the intermission show, which will be a dance for Backstreet Boys, actually.
Stay tuned. Yeah, my Backstreet Boys was my big one, but like I also went and saw like all the boy bands. Like there was, do you remember guys the Corn Pops Rocks tour? I don't know if that's the thing that you guys remember.
I don't.
But it's like super teeny bopper. Anyway, it was like Soul Decision.
Oh.
And Before
I
Four.
I love Soul Decision.
And
Before
Wave.
Four?
And
oh.
Snow.
Oh my
wow.
God, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so funny enough, I saw Backstreet Boys when they were here last year.
I've seen
wow.
them every
did
time.
You,
oh, yeah,
wasn't
I was
that
there.
An amazing
was,
concert?
They're so good.
It was unbelievable.
They're definitely not boys anymore. That is Backstreet
no,
Men.
No,
for sure,
sure. For sure. And they'll gentlemen. Never be Backstreet Girls, hopefully. But.
I've seen them every time they've come to Winnipeg.
Emily, they're amazing.
They're
that was
so
one of the
good.
Best shows I've ever seen.
You know
it was
what?
Insane.
We can make fun of them all we want, but they are very, very talented. They
no,
also
they
play
they,
all of their own instruments. Like they can all play instruments. So, like, sometimes they come out and they're like replace the band and they do their own
yeah,
thing
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
they're quite good.
What
yeah.
I loved is just the fan service, like the fact that they dressed in the all white.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It
yep.
brought out like, oh yeah, man, they went all
and they
out.
Did, and they're still like
the canes, they had the
yeah,
whole cane
the
routine.
Hats, and, like,
they did
do
their
all
original
dances.
Yeah, man, it was wild.
I know. And like when you think about
it,
like Nick Carter was like 15 when Backstreet Boys started.
Yeah.
And so the fact
yeah.
that he's like, out there still dancing and like Kevin
yeah.
was like 529 when
what?
The Backstreet Boys started, so he's like 1,002
and
now.
Kevin
so.
Had like heart surgery
show
and then throat
the
surgery or something like.
Of being lonely.
Exactly,
crazy. Dude,
you
crazy.
Get
oh, so
and
crazy.
As I get older, I remember when I was a kid, like Nick Carter was like where it's
yeah,
at.
Yeah, yeah.
I did not age into Nick Carter, like Kevin
yeah.
though, like
yeah,
oh
right?
baby,
ageless. He's
yeah.
ageless. He looks
oh,
the same.
He's gorgeous.
And AJ
gorgeous.
Looks
you
pretty
can,
good too.
Yeah, AJ. Does
I was
look
blown
really
away.
Good. AJ always liked to get there. He's a
yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
dancing.
Emily.
Aaron
they,
Carter.
Aaron Carter. He's dead now.
He rest wasn't in, there. Oh, that's
in,
why.
Rest. In,
yeah.
He wasn't there.
Rest in a bathtub.
Rest in bathtub.
Oh, too
Whitney,
soon.
I think that's Whitney too, unfortunately. Yeah. And Jim.
Would you like the Whitney tub or would you like the Aaron tub? Can you imagine being a tub fitter and you're like,
I
want the
like
tub.
We're never going to get a job at Disney with this.
I feel
no.
like the,
you want to be an Imagineer with this show?
The Whitney tub probably is nicer. I think the Aaron tub, by the time he got there,
yeah,
it was
no.
just like. Some
no.
crappy
Whitney's was probably
and,
marble, at
yeah.
least.
I'm noticing
Aaron
that
bath fitters.
Emily, I'm noticing this thing in the movie where, like, dad is involved, but dad doesn't say much.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. Being a girl, being the female force in the show, obviously you and mom had the whole thing, but, like, how did dad handle the whole fucking thing?
You know what? I don't really remember my dad being too much of a part of it. Not in, like, a shitty way. Like, my dad is extremely supportive, but also quiet. Just, like, as a person.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I think that might not... That might be a trope for a reason. At
I
least,
think
like, it,
that's what I'm saying.
So it's like the dad here,
these,
yeah.
These, like, that's outgoing saying, yeah. women who, like,
strong
have these
women,
kind of
yeah,
things.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
They, it's, you know, the give and the take, the yin and the yang.
When, like, I mean...
That's nice, though. I like that, you know?
Yeah.
You have a storm and you have the calm.
You can't have too many
both.
People yelling, otherwise you just can't hear yeah. anybody.
Is body hair or boners equivalent to the period for a girl? What do you think?
What do you mean?
Girls get
like
body hair too, though.
Neither bleed.
No, but what I
so
mean
I
is
don't
I'm,
think they work.
I'm just wondering what the equivalent of a dude going through having to talk to his dad about.
Does.
It's got to be a wet dream.
I mean, I think that there is no equivalent because women's sexuality is so taboo that it's even sometimes difficult to talk about with your mom. Because like I think
really?
The equivalent
okay.
would be like masturbation, right?
Okay,
and
sure.
like and getting
also, it's gotta be that.
Getting like
okay.
sexually aroused and stuff, which you do, but you kind of figure that out on your own. Like it used to be Sue Johansson, RIP,
yeah.
right? Taught you that.
It's true.
So but now like Sunday
so love
now
you,
what
Sue.
So Sunday now night. What do you do? Like you buy Cosmos, I guess, or like you check out porn on the internet.
Internet be internet.
And like but then like how long is like I don't know, checking out porn on the internet seems like it's gonna be difficult. Like no but no 14-year-old is gonna be like squirting, right? So like you can't
dear God.
Yeah, so like you're definitely
dear
gonna
Lord.
Get you're definitely gonna get bad my, advice.
You'll need dad, Jesus.
My dad had the sex talk with me, and it was basically he comes into my
don't
room.
Don't do it.
Comes into my room and it was the coach from Mean Girls. It was like, are you doing
you will
it?
Get pregnant
yeah,
and die.
So yeah. Are you doing it? Yeah. Okay. Don't. You shouldn't. Okay. Are you using protection? Yeah. Okay. Well, don't do it. But if you're doing it, I'm glad you're using protection. But don't do it.
I think that's the right way to do
and
it.
That was it.
And yeah, that was it. That's
was
and then that's that.
It was amazing.
That's not that bad.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad. It was awkward for a minute.
Okay, so this I remember sex ed
you,
in
can
like
I tell you mine with my dad.
Oh no.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh dear God.
Anybody ever remember The Joy of Sex? The book The Joy of Sex?
No.
No.
It was like bad pencil drawings of 70s people fucking.
Okay.
It was like just a bunch of different positions and then like a whole chapter on oral.
Oh, wow.
I came into my room one day. It wasn't there. I came in the next. It was. That was my... it was a book. It was a book with pictures.
Did you read it all?
I couldn't... I couldn't... I flipped through it.
The pages that weren't stuck together.
Yeah. The ones that he tore out for
it's
like...
It's a hand-me-down book.
Yeah. It's a... Yeah. It's a...
No, the joys of it. There you go.
Literally, he handed it down.
the joys of sex.
But,
he opens it up. It just says, nothing.
back to the movie for a sec. Girls are back in school, obviously still trying to figure out how to navigate all this
and
stuff.
They're making money off of doing things with the panda. Like, people want to see the panda.
Yeah, the panda's a YouTube icon, right?
Yeah, yeah. So they're Operation Four Town
Shakedown.
I love a good
like
rhyme.
Emily, just a quick question. They don't try to get, like, photos of panda feet, do they? That doesn't get weird, does it?
No, it doesn't get
okay,
weird.
Okay, good.
It doesn't get weird.
You just said they were trying to make money off of the panda.
No, they're
like,
just, like,
oh,
trying to make...
What year does this
hey, panda, wear this underwear.
What the flip ones? I feel
yeah,
like...
Is this in the 90s or 2000s?
Nice.
What year does this take place?
No, Toronto never got iPhones or Androids.
Yeah,
oh,
it's
see.
Canada.
They just have flip
it's
phones.
Canada.
Right.
We still
yeah.
have, I
forgot these are the
government-issued
phones that every
Nokia.
Citizen gets.
Yeah.
That's true. Actually, I just advanced to BlackBerry.
Nokia is actually a Quebec company. A lot of people don't know that.
Did you see that in the background there, their little their thing that they were trying to get the, like they were tracking their money on was a beaver tail?
Oh, that's cute. See, I like the little Canadian references like that. You
yeah.
know what I mean? They're so subtle and hilarious.
If I want a beaver funny. Tail, I'll go to Epcot, thank you.
Oh, my
Epcat.
Gosh. And they're selling merch.
Pretty
this
cute.
Is hilarious. Loonies and Toonies. Yeah, for those of you who aren't Canadian,
Americans
our money
like,
is literally
what?
Called Loonies and Toonies.
Yes.
$1
loony.
And $2.
It's real.
It's loony. It's nuts.
It's actual currency.
Director of this film, big fucking fan of Sailor Moon, apparently.
I don't blame him.
Which you can see in the group of girls. Like, they're just traceovers of every lovely character from that
I've
era.
Always wanted a Sailor Moon transforming sequence.
Yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, you feel you never got one as a kid?
Never got one.
No, I don't. Me neither.
Someday.
I mean, had a really cool one too.
You want to do one in real life? Because like we have a group of people, we have willingness and gumption. I think we could do a Sailor Moon transforming sequence.
I just got to learn quick change.
The magic of movies.
You're right. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Canadian flag in the background, guys.
For those that aren't Canadian, that's our flag. For those of you that are not Canadian, that was our flag.
And our capital city, Toronto.
That is correct. No, it's
no.
That's where our parliament is. That's where Drake conducts our parliament.
No. You know what?
That's where Drake runs the country.
Drake
from.
In the weekend.
People don't realize this, but Niagara Falls is the moat for our parliament.
Niagara Falls is what keeps people away from.
That's right.
Shania Twain.
It depends.
Keeps all of our best celebrities in.
There is this idea that Toronto is the capital, but it's hard to it is easy to confuse the capital and the center of Canada at the same time because they think they are. And
we're
a lot of
actually
people,
the center.
Of Canada. We are. You go outside of Winnipeg.
We are.
The latitude and longitude connect, like on your way to Steinbeck or some dumb shit like that.
It's on your way east of the city. No, south of the city, sorry.
Weest.
East, it was east?
Weest.
No, I think these girls are the best part of the movie. And like, okay, all right. Emily, when it happened. When you turned panda.
Yes.
Were your friends like all going through it at the same time?
So for those of you who can't see me, I'm small. and that's been and I've been that way my whole life.
I'm small for my height.
So
she's teeny, okay?
I've been this way my whole life. And
she's a micro machine.
So I went through puberty a little bit later than everybody. So a lot of my friends were like they got their periods and stuff and they were like, you know, 10 or 11 and I was more like 13, 14.
Okay.
So so by the time that it happened to me, it was like old hat to everybody else. I was just like I had been.
Oh, you were the so.
Yeah,
everyone like, had it all.
Wow.
Tell us what's it all
yeah.
about.
Yeah, we never got ours.
Honestly, the first time is like not that exciting. Like it's not that interesting. It's just like you're just kind of like, ew, what's that? And then you're like, oh, okay. It's not like.
I'm such a giant bitch when it comes to blood coming out of my body.
Honestly,
that like if that happened to me in any way, I would start to shiver in fear.
The first couple times is like really not even blood. It's just kind of like brown goop
lining.
So it's similar to shitting yourself being wasted a little bit. It's not like a full shit, but it's like you dabble a little shit.
Charles, you ever shit yourself?
I was wasted enough once. I definitely pooped myself for sure.
Yeah, I've almost.
Not brown like poop though. Brown like dry blood kind of brown.
Right.
Yeah, like that. Like dry almost blood color.
Almost. Yeah. Like.
How do you almost poop your pants, Michael? Tell us more.
Anybody that says almost is too afraid to say no. I did it. You did it.
Fuck you.
Poop came out. It came out of your bum and it went into your pants.
I'm saying almost as in it was a timing factor of how fast it took me to get my like I almost shit down the side of the toilet. That's where we're.
He pooped himself.
Okay, if your pants are off, but you still poop your pants, does that consider shitting yourself?
If it's on your leg, yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, so I shit myself. I'm in the shit myself club. So it's just brown goo, Emily. Okay.
Yeah, first few times. And then by the time, it's like.
Let's get back to one point here.
Is there pain? Is there like uncomfortable? Like, do you feel like a spidey sense? You're like, uh-oh, something's not right.
Okay, so there, yeah.
I love how Emily is holding this whole show together by her story.
So I think it's a little different for everybody, but sir, like it's definitely, when you think about it, it's basically mini contractions, right? Like it's your, it's a muscle squeezing and like pushing everything out. So that's what cramping
is.
It's like it's muscle like over and over.
Spasm.
Shit.
Yeah. So it doesn't feel great. You also, sometimes you really feel like you really have to poop, you know, there's that feeling.
Yes.
There's the feeling of like, when you know, have ever felt like when you feel nauseous but also hungry, but like you don't want to eat because you're nauseated, kind of like that. I read recently that sometimes cramping pain is like along the same lines as like the pain you have when you're having a heart attack.
Okay. Oh
so
my
when we're
God.
Talking about women just like suck it up and go to work, it's literally like the level of pain of a heart attack. But just like
everything just gets better for you guys, eh? Like every day.
If you're a Kotex commercial, you can just go for a run. You know,
oh my God.
We're just like,
fuck.
We're just frolicking. Yeah. Don't let your period slow you down.
Yeah.
Heart attack pain? Not today, ladies.
You're better than that.
Enjoy your salsa dancing lessons.
But then,
no
men,
problem.
It's like, make sure to rest for 3 months. You had a heart attack.
Yup.
We're going to pour this blue liquid onto a bed.
Okay.
That's what comes out.
So, The
ooze. Oh, the grandma just rolled up.
Is it the secret of the ooze? Is that what we're discussing?
The secret of the ooze.
This is Michelle Yao?
Yeah.
I didn't go all the way down the credit list. I didn't expand it fully, so I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, that looks like Michelle Yao. Well, it's 100% Michelle
Yao. So it's the grandmas and the aunties now are here to help control the beast inside.
Oh, so they're going
to
walk her through the Shadowlands? They're going to Sherpa her? They're going to get her up the mountain? I get it. Oh, this song. I remember this scene. This was adorable. Isn't this the dance they're at where like no one? Yes, the party
yeah,
where no
at
one
a
knows
party
what to do.
Where no one knows what to.
Oh,
yeah.
This is adorable. Is this the and she one? Panda's here. Does, yes,
because she's supposed to be at the party. Like he invited the panda to his birthday party.
Oh,
and now no
there.
One's showing up.
But
for
now
the party.
she's been co-opted by her grandma and her aunties.
They're gonna do seance magic. Okay. First time you had to go buy tampons, Charles.
I think it was, I was living in Toronto with Claudia. It was like maybe year two or three of us dating. Yeah. It was more just like, I was just more like, I wanted to make sure I got the right ones because I feel like that's got to be such a dumbass moment if she has to go back or I do to be like, I bought the wrong ones, right?
Like, so you bought them all.
Yeah, I bought like what she did, the mom did. I bought like 10 different ones.
That's exactly what you do, I think. You
it's not
you,
cheap.
You pad the situation, literally, and I'll be here all week. And you hope for the best, and then you've just spent $70 not looking like a fool. No, I told Jimmy, what about you? Have you done the shopping
know, a
run?
A couple years ago, I guess. Yeah.
Really? That's like the first time ever. You didn't have sisters?
I just never had.
I didn't do
sisters.
It until I was like in a relationship either.
Really?
Yeah.
I just never. I was never asked and never considered
so,
it.
So
I'm
I
a
mean,
bad person.
But
I'm a bad
no, hang
man.
On. Hang on, though. Me and Jimmy have this problem where we're sent to the store to get stuff and we come home with nothing what we were told to get.
Or
that SNL skit
happen.
Where like
yeah.
you I run into him and we're both doing an errand.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh my God, she let you go to the house too. What's on your list? No, but like it's I didn't find it awkward. I was just like, I was told to buy these. Can you show me them so I know what I'm looking
Can you
at?
Show me
yeah, just show me where they
Michael,
are. So
you take a picture of the box at home.
Yeah, but you know me.
And then you know exactly
I'm your favorite
what it is.
Problem.
That's what I do.
Yeah,
that's what I do with all shopping because it just makes it easier and then I get exactly the
you
thing.
You scroll through the pictures and you're like, yep.
Exactly. That would be so much more helpful if I had a photo list.
I don't think I was ever worried about it. I had a little brother and so I...
Send him to do it?
Well, if he was out somewhere, I was like, yeah. I mean, I would buy him booze and he would buy
you
tampons.
Like, sure.
That's a fair trade.
Yeah, it was no big deal. I remember when I was... after... My oldest daughter was born. Someone had told me to get Depends because like you bleed a lot right after you've had a baby, and so they were like they give these really terrible big giant pads at the hospital.
Lovely.
They're like so uncomfortable. They're,
they look
like
pee pads,
like, but they're like 8 stories tall and like 10 feet long.
Nine layer cake.
So you can get so like why would you do that when you just throw some Depends on and like Bob's your uncle, right? So like my brother was coming to
Bob's your uncle.
My brother was coming to visit me in the hospital, and I was. He couldn't have been much more than 17, 18, 19, 20, 22. Yeah, 17 or something. And I texted him, and I was like, Joe, can you buy me some Depends? Like, this is the 17-year-old boy
That's
just, like,
guy.
Off buying, like, women's Depends on his way to the hospital to meet his niece. Thanks, Joe.
Oh,
you're
look,
a gem.
Guys, look. She's dressed up as a panda, but not the panda. She's dressed up as one because...
to be the panda. They took away...
Yeah. So she's like, I don't want to be the panda anymore, but I think they promised that the panda would show up for all these kids.
Aw, so sad. And no one actually wants to be her friend. They just
want
to be
the
panda's friend.
No, they just
want to
be the panda's friend, yeah. Ain't that the truth? How many times have we all found ourselves competing against a panda?
If I had a nickel.
Those Manitoba pandas.
Manitoba pandas. Sea bears, Jimmy. They call them sea bears here.
Okay, can we talk about that quickly? Why is our team called the Sea Bears? And in what life has anyone ever called
the
a
least
polar
sportsing
bear
person
a
here.
Sea bear?
For,
tell us.
I looked into this. So apparently, I think that is originally what a polar bear was referred to in like ancient Latin.
Oh, when they first got here, they're like, look, a sea bear.
Sea bear. That's what I believe
okay.
it comes from.
Okay.
Yes.
Fair enough.
Because I said the exact same thing you did, and I'm like, never in my life have I ever heard of a polar bear referred to that. That's apparently where it comes from.
How's those polar bears? Oh, you mean the sea bears?
The sea bears.
No one says that.
Yeah.
Do you know what a group of pandas are called?
No.
An embarrassment of pandas.
Wow.
Because they're fucking idiots, man. Pandas are the dumbest.
Oh, so they're actually
called
that?
They're like...
Well, they're very uncoordinated.
The pandas are dumb as they are ferocious.
Like this.
Yeah. Like, they're clumsy. They fall all over the... watch panda videos when you go home tonight. You're going to love it. Panda videos are the best videos.
Well, and they said at one point they're eating so much, they're consuming so much bamboo that they were like running out of it at one point. Like they had to.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, they had to like make regulations and they had to replant bamboo? All this bamboo and shit.
Was it bamboo formula?
Well, because they say they eat straight like 10 hours a day.
That's all they do.
Munching on bamboo.
You see a video of a panda,
yeah, there's like
they're falling.
Yeah.
Why do we need them?
Or they're
them?
Eating. Yeah.
I don't mean to be a dick, but like, what do we need them for?
But can we? Can we,
what do we
hey,
need
listen,
them for if
listen.
They're that lazy? I don't think they're trying.
My spirit.
You guys send us a message if you've ever tried.
Side of the microphone.
Send us a message if you've ever tried panda meat.
Panda meat.
Charles wants to eat a panda.
Panda meat. Yeah, what are they for?
Pandas,
we need
pandas
for?
Aren't.
What are they good for? Absolutely
nothing.
Nothing.
Panda.
You get it. You get it.
Pandas are my spirit animal. That's why I was super excited
I mean,
for this
as
to
hell,
open. Like, I have a tattoo of a panda.
You have a Shana, tattoo of a panda?
Shauna has a tattoo of a panda.
Zoe
we call
was,
each other panda.
Zoe was babysitting the other day. Her
a
first,
panda?
For her first time. And no, but she drew a panda like with the kid. Or she, no, she drew a panda. The kid drew Zoe.
Okay.
Because obviously when you have the best babysitter in the world, you draw a picture of them. But she it was cute. There's a little
so
pom-pom
cute.
Ears and stuff. Yeah.
That's really cute.
Super cute.
I'm going
to cross the street.
It's interesting because everything I'm asking you... everything we're asking you about your experience with your panda is like this is the happy, happy, great, let's hope this happens every time version. Doesn't sound like the real life version of finding your panda is as fun as this movie.
I don't think anyone would actually want this to happen. This seems very traumatic.
Expensive.
And expensive, yeah.
Right? Like every room you're in, you just break.
Oh, well, it's no, like- she snuck out.
Oh, she's
oh,
at the
no.
party.
Now
she's
yeah,
party.
That's right. That's right.
Did she assume Super Panda? Is she going to go Super Saiyan Panda?
Well, Mike, what did you ask earlier? You said you were asking if it's comparable, like getting body hair boners. But I was saying, imagine if, like, every time you got a boner, you turned into the panda. So the only way you don't turn into the panda, you have to figure out how to get a boner without.
I would be kept
turning
in
into
a,
this panda.
I would be kept in a zoo for the first 20 years of my life for study. Like I would never,
you
I
mean,
would
is
never.
There,
I would
he's
never,
more panda than man at
yeah,
this point.
Like,
he's
I would,
just a raging lunatic.
Dude, I would
all
never be in human form.
If instead of getting a boner, dudes turned into dumbasses, they
yeah.
turned into a panda.
Sure, sure, yeah.
But that's real life.
That's accurate.
Damn
yes.
it, Emily.
Yeah.
She's
again?
Right again.
Yeah. No, I was thinking about this morning. I was like, okay, so we're all gonna go watch a movie about a girl experiencing her period for the first time. And three of us don't know fucking shit
yeah.
about this experience.
Yeah.
And we're hanging out with families doing it, which is fun. So I'm glad that this kind of turned into like a expose on,
I think every girl
on
would,
who, how this kind of movie and this kind of story, like what does it transpire in our lives and shit.
When every person finds themselves in this situation of having their first period, they probably think of three white men guessing and speculating on
want,
what to do.
If you
I'm
want,
so
on what to do.
This is like the updated version, but there's also like Judy Blum did this way before
sure.
Disney did, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are you
yeah.
there, God? It's me,
yeah,
Margaret.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
totally.
What this book is about,
totally.
Right? It's about
totally.
It's about a girl and her friends, and they like all they want is boobs and their periods, and like they're
boobs,
just
boys and periods.
Yeah, and that's just like they're just dying to like get through that stage
Jimmy,
of their
you
development.
You really liked that movie, didn't you?
I really did enjoy that movie very much. It was
boobs,
well cast.
Boys, and periods?
Well,
I don't,
no, it
I
was,
don't think I didn't know there was a movie. I don't think I
yeah,
missed
it.
I think
they
I
just released
that.
It. Yeah, maybe yeah, yeah. maybe last
yeah.
month, 2 months
oh,
ago.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
And it was good?
Really
the book,
good.
The book is like a staple of my childhood.
I think, so what the movie does that the book doesn't is it gives the parents more of a background and it gives her grandmother more of a background. And
do,
all the characters
do they do
are just
the,
so nice.
We must
do.
Increase our bust.
They do. I was the
that's
only
adorable.
Man in the theater.
That's awesome.
It was
that's
it was a lot of
adorable.
Young girls and their grandmothers and then me and Zoe.
That's so cute though. So awesome. Like Judy Blume wrote all my favorite coming of age books. Like she has so many good ones. Kids, if you shouldn't be listening to this podcast. No. Adults with children, send your kids out to read Judy Blume novels.
Or Super Fudge.
So there was
yeah,
a, it was
Super
a,
Fudge.
Oh, Super
otherwise
fudge.
Known as Sheila the Great.
Yep.
Yep.
So it was a coming of age tale for you?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was, my mom gave it to me when I was a preteen, and it was just like, it helps to demystify the whole thing.
Oh,
right?
Shit, Panda's got red eyes. Panda's angry at the party.
So that's another thing I think another thing they explain is that when the rage happens, that's the panda can get dangerous. Because the panda can get overwhelmed with the rage, and then it can become dangerous. So that's something that, like, you got to look out for with this lady.
So what you're telling me.
The Red Bull guys are here.
Oh, shit.
Red
the Red Bull guys are
do you have a
sugar-free
one?
Yes.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. We got another
yes,
yeah, we got another part of the evening to do here, so we're definitely going to need
all right, come on over. Let's.
Yeah.
We want to
yeah,
hear
yeah.
from you.
Thank you so much.
We're the Real Debaters. This is our podcast, and we are talking about obviously Turning Red. Have you seen Turning Red?
No, I have not.
No,
we
haven't seen that.
Have you seen Turning Red?
I have not seen Turning Red.
No. You guys are here for E.T.
If you were going to turn into an animal, you know, when you went through puberty, what animal do you think you would have turned into?
I think a bird. Any bird. I would be like, yeah, I would like to fly.
My man likes flight.
No kidding. Dude,
I like that, a bird.
You got to top that over here, dude. What's yours?
I feel like a cheetah would be fun because it'd be fast.
Yeah, I love it.
Get through puberty fast.
I feel like a cheetah, a boy going through puberty turning into a cheetah actually makes perfect sense. I like that. I like the bird too, though. That's the very symbolic.
Good flight.
Yeah, you guys are way more thoughtful than us.
Well, what did you guys think?
I said an armadillo.
I want to be
a capybara.
I want to be a capybara.
Said a sloth.
Right?
A sloth.
You want to be a sloth. Yeah.
I think that's a winner.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually said a red sloth, but we don't think that exists.
His puberty is going to take 12
years. Oh, okay. That's true. Change it to a panda. Yeah, exactly. And Jimmy was some kind of crustacean.
That's right.
Yeah.
Unclear on which one kind. What kind yet?
Langanista or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Red Bull guys.
Thanks, guys.
Wow.
So well, that's fun.
What a treat.
Are we sponsored by Red Bull now?
I hope so.
What a nice treat for us.
You know, we're supported by.
You know, I thought they were just nice people coming to say hi.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. That'd be great. Okay.
Yeah, dude, totally. Wow.
Thank you.
Peace, man. Thank you.
We had to go quiet there for a sec because we all had to give our best smiles and look like we know what we're doing. So, yeah, so check us out. We're unofficially, maybe officially sponsored by Red Bull. Red Bull at us.
Yeah, Red Bull.
We love Max Verstappen, and they don't get it. They're not F1 fans, but I am.
Thanks for turning red with Red Bull.
Nice. Nice. Good plug.
Whoa. And we're sued.
Nice.
By both Disney and Red Bull.
Okay, there you go.
I have a Red Bull shirt.
We have a whole movie on tape right now. We're not only sued by Red Bull.
Yeah. All of it.
We
Everyone.
Can't make money off of this episode.
Well, no,
okay.
I think Bob Iger's just going to, he's going to take video of our faces and then he just owns us forever, I think, is how this
he
works.
Already
so.
Does.
Yeah.
He already does.
If your TV records you while watching Disney, that's normal.
I'm not.
Please
just
do
smile.
Not be alarmed.
Listen.
Make sure to smile and follow the prompts on your TV so we can scan your whole body. Thanks for cooperating with Disney.
I was thinking about this.
Plus.
So like, but when you think about it, like, okay, so a blood bank, right? You show up, you give them your DNA. A sperm bank. You show up, you give them your man butter. But now apparently you can walk into Disney, get paid $200, and they take your likeness. Donating blood and giving your likeness away are as easy as one another almost. Because think about it.
Though they just kind of scan you and they're like, yes,
well,
I can use you.
So as soon as they put
actually an easier process to give yourself to AI than it is to donate blood.
I have a question.
Blood, you got to sign a form.
I think that I am.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a drop-in center now.
More good looking and attractive and just funny and generally more impressive than most people and worth more than $200. Can I apply for a higher amount?
Yeah.
No. That's a. What was that, Jimmy?
That's just being an actor.
Okay, but I have no acting skills though. Like my so.
Tom Cruise, but that doesn't stop him.
Oh, yeah. But he's a scientist.
A Scientologist.
Yeah, that's
the
all
same
the same
thing. No, they all have degrees.
Isn't that what they said?
Yeah, no, they're the same people.
You know, guys who
they read the same journals.
Whatever, planetarian people.
He did his research. He did.
Emily, we're approaching the third act here, I believe, and
is it really that time already?
Yeah, it's almost 8 o'clock, and because this is only $1.40, I think. But we're definitely
40.
Well. This is where she has conversation with Dad for the first time.
Yes,
because he can give her some insight, right? He's lived with mom, and he went through the like some level of
he went through
her
the change.
Mom. No, but like went hit some level of her mom trying to find her own independence from
right.
her
oh,
yeah. grandmother.
Right, right.
So like it was like Jimmy said earlier, we all become our parents, right? Everyone, we've
it's
all.
Inevitable.
Yeah, it's a circle.
Stop it, Jimmy.
Life.
Yeah.
You just do a little
Stop
bit
it.
Better. That's all.
Can Emily or Charles explain to me what's happening in this weird ceremony here?
This is past where I got.
Oh,
man.
This is okay.
I don't know
we're
what's going
we're
on.
No
into it,
we're in no man no pandaland yeah. now.
Oh,
I think she's
this is like
Doctor Strange.
I think yeah.
This
I
is,
think this is like the coming of age. Like you're supposed to be able to trap the panda. So like the panda, you're, like the panda is trapped. It's in a different dimension or whatever. So it's
oh,
not.
Oh, they're gonna seance so this bitch.
So basically, they're stopping. They're taking that part of her away.
It's a giant tampon ad.
So everybody
leave this border. Look,
always ultra.
They're all about to forget that she's Spider-Man.
Yes, yeah. They're no one will remember.
Except her. She'll always know.
So basically what's happened is like they all of the women in her family previously have suppressed this panda. So they don't live with the panda as part of them. Right. They pretend that this panda doesn't exist. Yeah.
Do they have it
stored in like some sort of emblem?
It's
a,
yeah, it blocks
like that,
it's like in an amulet. Yeah. It blocks the panda into like out of the dimension that they're in or whatever.
Right.
Do I have this weird recall for a reason that all of the women show their pandas at the end of the... I don't mean that as a dirty euphemism.
He's thinking of Total Recall.
Yeah, but no, does every...
I've seen that movie.
Okay.
And no.
That
no.
sounds like a furry movie.
Yeah.
It was show me
the,
your panda part
It was from
part
the 70s.
One. Yeah.
This is... Total Recall, I just love it. God, there's so many good lines.
I don't want to give it away. I don't want to tell you what happens.
You think
but
this
like,
is the real Quaid?
This
it
looks
is.
Like this looks like the alien scene in the end of Crystal Skull when they keep spinning around the temple in the end.
Listen, okay, if you just follow the line through here where you've decided to just completely ignore an entire part of yourself, then yeah, what do you think is going to happen?
We
lost the screen.
No, it's supposed to do that.
It's loading.
There we go.
Thank goodness.
We're okay, people.
Whose Disney Plus is this?
They're cracking down on those passwords. It's not so they're doing it.
Please remain calm. Yeah. The image will return momentarily.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for your cooperation
you,
with Disney.
Please move
Disney
the children
Plus.
Closer to the TV. Closer to the TV.
I think she's just wearing scarves.
Mike is it's on another level. This movie. Mike's watching the director's cut.
Mini donuts?
You ate them, bud.
What do your children
You ate them? That was weeks ago, man.
What do your children
these
have
guys
there?
Got some food that looks
Is
really
that
good.
A snow cone?
Is that a snow cone? Yeah. Seriously?
Wow. That's awesome. Are you sure?
I see two snow cones.
I'm going to do it. All right.
Okay, well, I'm going to buy some then because that's you're insane.
All right, so...
Yeah, I'm going to buy some for
Zoe
everybody.
And Lily are here.
Thank you.
And we're going to get their thoughts so far on Turning Red. So come on over, Lily. Lily is my youngest daughter. She's 9, about to turn 10. What do you think of Turning Red, Lo?
It is very good.
What do you like about this movie?
I like how I see a girl who changes into a panda.
What do you think you can learn from a movie like this?
That you should love yourself for whoever you are.
Oh, that's some depth.
That's my
that's
kid, you guys. She's so smart.
Yeah, she is.
So smart. Hey, Zoe. Do you want to come over?
Stop
right,
watching
so
the movie.
So here's Zoe. So Zoe, what do you think of the movie?
The movie's fine.
Oh, it's just fine. Okay. What do you? What do you? What
it's
do
like
you think?
Out of 10.
What do you think? You this movie's about?
We're pixelated.
Puberty.
About puberty.
Nice.
Yep. Zoe's got it under control. And what do you think you can learn from this movie?
Puberty sucks.
You don't always have to listen to someone.
Yeah.
Wait, did you just say you don't always have to listen to your parents?
Yeah.
Is that what you learned?
You're right.
Okay.
You are
we
so
need
right.
To, that's it.
Please.
Ban this
could
movie.
Could not be more right.
Ban this movie. How
Dad
many,
knows nothing.
How many angry red panda eyes out of 10 would you give this movie?
Six.
Six.
Six angry red pandas.
Good or bad?
10
Depends
out of
how many
10
there are.
Angry red panda eyes would be the best.
Yeah, more than 10, they get aggressive.
Okay, 6 out of
just angry monkeys in a barrel.
Out of every Disney movie, which Disney movie would you say is your favorite?
That's a tough one.
Oh, maybe Tangled.
Tangled.
That's a good one.
Oh,
yeah.
Good one. Yeah. How about you, Lo? What's your favorite
Deep
Disney
pull.
Movie?
That's a Rapunzel thing, right?
Yeah. I think my favorite Disney movie would be Beauty and the Beast.
That's a good one.
Also, my
be
favorite
our
Disney
guest
movie.
With that one.
A lot of good songs.
So many good songs. Gaston,
well, thanks,
such
kiddos.
A POS.
All right, you can go watch the rest of the movie. I'll stop.
Gaston's a hero.
Interviewing
that movie.
You.
Hot take. Thanks for your opinion,
you for
girls.
Coming. Gaston is the hero of that movie.
Gaston definitely is just out there doing God's work, saving people from the beast.
Being hot.
I think
being
we need,
hot.
I think we need the Clark. We need the Clark children take on every movie that you bring them to.
As if she was like, "What did I learn from this movie? You don't always have to listen to your parents. Get out of here."
Gaston's gonna make the beast great again, people.
We're still talking about fucking Gaston.
That's
Trump.
Really good.
So good, people.
He's gonna make a tremendous. He's gonna go after Gina. He's going for it.
He does say Gina.
He says Gina, man. I'm telling you. It's insane.
Oh, is your name Gina? No, it's
where
Gina.
Is she? Oh, she's trying to.
Is she, Emily, is she trying to get to the Four Town concert?
She's trying to get, I think, to the Four Town concert, yeah.
You know who was actually really hot? Awesome. Gina.
Yeah, actually was really into it.
Quit talking about Gina.
It's kind of cool that she can just sort of like,
I mean,
fly.
I get the movie we're watching has to do with Gina, but quit talking about Gina.
It's Gina, actually.
Gina. Gina Davis. In my Gina Davis.
So what we missed
what
here
we
was that
about?
She was trying to suppress the panda, but then she was like, no, the panda's a part of me. I don't want to do it. So
yep.
So she realized she is part.
Bruce the Banner is a part. The Hulk is Bruce.
That's my secret, Cap.
Yeah.
I'm always panda.
There you go.
Sun's going down, big guy.
It's very Spider-Man 2.
Very Spider-Man 2.
Well, he you know, he has his powers, then he
You're
doesn't
right.
have his powers, and
my
then he
back.
Has his powers again.
My back.
I'm back. He's back.
He stole that guy's pizzas.
Ooh, she's got a Tamagotchi?
Yeah, Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. You uncultured.
Yeah.
I'm sorry my accent's off.
Tamagotchi, I believe.
Habahoochie? You my dad?
Who's a whatsie?
Put your hoodie away.
The generic version, like the Dinky Dinos.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
For like for the poor kids.
Yeah.
We lived on the other side of the tracks.
Yeah.
Dinky Dinos are also Tamagotchis.
Let's say Tamagotchis were 10. These ones were $4.99.
Yeah, you got it at Walmart. Like
only at the checkouts.
At the impulse buy section. Yeah.
Yeah. There was no aisle. It was just checkouts.
Your parents were like, "This is what you wanted, right?"
Yeah. 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 The plastic's almost half open already on it. You're like, I think someone used this one.
Trash.
The dog's dead as soon as you turn it on. You're like, why?
You have to resuscitate him with CPR.
So it starts.
You just turn it on and it goes, no.
Yeah.
No.
Looks like you got a duck.
Go.
Yeah.
Oh,
here
that's pretty
go.
Sick. What a way to start a concert.
That's very cool.
With a big hand.
Yeah, counting down.
I think
down.
This is what the Jonas Brothers
Everybody
are going to do.
Everybody loves a countdown.
Sexily
Are you serious? I heard you talking about the Jonas Brothers earlier.
Yeah, they're coming,
the mics.
Yeah? Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
I think it's selling out. Yeah.
I think I like the sporty one.
The sporty one?
Well, no, of the
of
Four
sport
Town.
Sporty Jonas?
Emily, what was your first concert?
Oh. She knows.
Okay, so, well, actually, you know, so
Great
I grew
question.
Up I grew up with hippie parents.
Oh, yeah.
So my first concerts were mostly, Ooh. Like, barefoot running around at, like, folk fests and stuff,
yeah, yeah,
like
yeah.
the Ottawa Folk Fest. So, Bare Naked Ladies was early
nice.
One. There was, oh, there was a band. Remember Gian Gameshi, like back before he was
if
like.
If I was the king
yeah.
of Spain,
if they, now I that. Eat humble pie. Yeah, that band.
Yeah, Moxie.
I like to go out
Moxie
to Moxie Frubis. My baby likes a bunch of authors.
Yes.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Pre-rape Gian.
Yeah, we don't stand Gian Gameshi.
Jimmy's done.
Moxie
down.
Frubis. Yeah, Moxie Frubis.
That takes me back, Emily.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Jimmy, thoughts?
Holy shit.
Jimmy's going to take a break for a second.
Bare Naked Ladies was one that I...
That's a great
a really,
one.
Really early one. And then when I was a little bit older and I was going to concerts of my own, it was all the boy band stuff. So, like, lots of Backstreet Boys. And then when I got a little bit older, I was a big, like, scene kid. So I was really into, like, punk and ska. And so there was
Oh, yeah,
of, like,
I remember
local...
Punk Emily.
Yeah, Punk Emily. That was, like, all
Mighty
junior
Mighty
high
Boss Stones.
Yeah,
she had a lot of angst, but she was still sweet. You know what I mean? It was crazy.
Friendly, just
yeah.
with a lot of eyeliner.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah.
You said punk, and Mike said the Mighty, Mighty Boss.
No, ska. I said ska.
Okay, I was a little late, though. He's right.
Punk? Mighty, Mighty Boss Dogs?
Oh,
like Good Charlotte.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, and then by the time I hit
card,
high
yellow
school.
Yellow card, right?
By the time I hit high school, my boyfriend was in a ska band, and so, like, from that point on, it was
Was he saxophone?
Yeah, trumpet.
Was he
trumpet.
It's always a brass.
It's always a
yeah.
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 Was he in a ska band? Was he playing the piccolo?
He was playing the trumpet, and there,
the
like, also, he was a full
fucking skin
a full-ass adult. There was absolutely no reason why he should have been dating a 15-year-old.
Oh, my God. But also, Emily, good for you.
Well, we were together till I was, like, also a full-ass adult.
Yeah, right.
We were together all through high school.
Yeah, right.
Through,
like, that's right.
I had
yeah,
a boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
It was
right.
I had like I was like the stuff of legends. I had a boyfriend in a band who was a grown up.
Yeah, yeah. All the other girls were like, we hate her too. Emily's she's doing everything we want.
My first like straight up like
getting statutory rape.
But with consent, I guess.
Trying to change the
situation. We hope.
We all had a different childhood.
I'm all on my own here listening.
We've all had a different upbringing, Emily.
That's what I've learned.
It's Emily, it's perspective. It's how
it
you
is.
See the world. my first concert was
like true straight up real concert was Rolling Stones.
Oh,
well, that's
dope.
Fucking cool.
Bridges,
that's
dope. Bridges
this is
of
why he asked the question. He just wanted to tell the story.
No, Jimmy asked the question.
Michael was assaulted by Mick Jagger that night.
Who wasn't?
No, my those, first
those hips, they worked, I tell you.
The first concert I can remember, but it was with my dad, was like Amanda Marshall was performing at the Red River X when it was at the Polo Park. Like,
you and your dad went to go see Lilith
No, my dad. My dad took me to the Red River X, and I guess Amanda Marshall was performing, and then he didn't know, and they announced her, and it was when she was like, you know, hot with her one hit wonder, whatever. So my dad's
what
like, we're gonna go.
Again?
See
trying
this.
To remember what the Amanda Marshall song was.
Make it, let it rain, or make
let
it rain.
Let it rain.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. And then the first concert I went on my own, where it was like I picked it and my parents weren't there, was fucking Ludacris.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
That's
and
amazing.
Swollen Members opened up for
him. Oh, my God. I saw it. That's right. I saw Avril Lavigne and Swollen Members and Gob. I forgot about that at the old arena.
The old arena. This is the old arena. This is before the Canada Life Center.
We stood in line
before.
For tickets for that at the box office at like 6 o'clock in the morning because you wasn't even
that's
like,
when you had to
it
do
was
that.
Like before the internet.
Remember there were Ticketmaster booths and outlets.
I do remember.
Around the city and you had to line up.
Jimmy, this is way before your time.
Yeah. But you had to line up there. I remember also, lining up with my dad to get tickets like early as fuck in the morning.
Gob is that jazz band, right?
Gob had that one song that was like...
Job.
Hang on.
I know what you're talking about. Shit.
Yeah, exactly. Something about like...
On the water. Is that your
nobody likes you or something like
it's
that.
It's by Illusion.
It's Illusion. Yes, no, that was, I remember that because Avril Lavigne, and I was like, I remember because I was like trying to pretend I was too cool for Avril Lavigne, but I was secretly like not too
where's
cool.
Where's my skin?
So I was like,
was
I'm cool going to see Gob. Really, I just really wanted to see Scott.
Did you see Avril when she came back, like, I think last year?
No.
Yeah.
No, I,
it's dead.
It was, well, I would have if it wasn't so expensive.
Yeah, it was stupid.
You know, I was like, you know.
No, it was when she was with her, it was when she was still with Maude's son or whatever.
Yeah.
Does
yeah.
the mom have a team of friends just like the daughter?
It's her aunties.
It's the auntie and the grandma.
It's the auntie.
This is the Sailor Moon. Look at this. This is straight up the Sailor Moon.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Look at that. This is so straight up Sailor Moon. I love it.
And the superhero landing.
They're all pandas.
Man, you know what? Maybe this is...
I know, I wasn't going to give it away.
Maybe this is her way of legitimately trying to see if she can get a live-action Sailor Moon movie.
So
right?
What are they
I'm
trying to do
it.
Right here?
Straight up.
They're trying to save her because she went to the 4...
She's 4, too panda.
4chan?
She went to 4chan.
She went to 4chan.
Reddit's trying to convert her into some sort of like racist panda or something. Some white supremacist panda.
They're trying they're trying to trap the panda, but she doesn't want the she wants her panda
they
to
They gotta
be
get
free.
Her out of Reddit.
It's the ARP, the alt-right pandas.
The alt-right pandas. The AA.
The alt-right pandas. That's so fucked.
And so her friends are trying to help
her. Oh, we have
her.
A couple beagles just wrestling in the front here. It's pretty cute. They really love the turning red, clearly. Oh yeah. Wrestle.
Oh, they're singing just for her.
That's great.
The concert's still going on?
I think it started up again. I think the pandas interrupted it.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got a little bit of a screen.
I was when I lived in Toronto, they had concerts like this.
when we lived in Toronto, they had giant
lights.
Pandas that just
happened.
Like flew into space all the time.
Ask your sister, Emily. This was a Tuesday. This was just a Tuesday downtown.
This is the Budweiser stage,
right?
You know what
is,
you know
this
what
is Drake waking up, I think.
You know
this
who I saw at
is.
The Budweiser stage in Toronto? I went there for it. Was Rancid and Dropkick Murphys.
Cool.
Oh, nice.
That was really, really good.
Okay, the Budweiser stage is awesome. We saw Alicia Keys there, and it was
It was right beside where they had Beer Fest, too. So we went to the Toronto International Beer Fest.
Yeah.
And then we went to, like, we walked over to Budweiser stage and went to the show. And, like, so it was.
But it's wicked. Right, like right
amazing.
On the waterfront there.
Really
it's out.
Cool.
Like,
it
was, I love
I
that
saw
venue.
Nathaniel Radcliffe in the Night Sweats.
Oh, that's
opening
wicked.
For Kings of Leon.
Oh, nice.
It was a great
Harry
show.
Potter.
Son of a bitch. Give me a drink. One more night. I love Nathaniel Radcliffe in the Night Sweats.
It was a good show.
That was a good concert. So she's now back to human form by the looks of it.
She's in the panda dimension.
The pandaverse.
Or right now.
Ah, the pandaverse. Oh, so she is that her? She's confronting herself.
No. I think it's her mom.
Young mom.
Oh. Oh, the! Now she's got red hair, just like red. Oh,
and
it all comes full circle.
You learn where it comes from—the trauma.
Yeah.
And now you become your trauma.
That's right. For the rest of your life. Kids, gather around while we tell you about trauma.
So her mom...
If you don't deal with it,
her mom got real mad. She lost control. She went to get her from the 4chan Reddit.
The deep state. The deep panda
state. She went to rescue her from the deep state. Yeah.
The dark panda web.
But because she hadn't lived with her panda all these years, she didn't know how to be one with the panda.
Oh, so they're both confronting their pandas at the same time.
So now they're both confronting their panda. But the kid was like...
Isn't one of these menopause?
I mean, it might be.
It's just a sad old lady stuck
somewhere.
Circle
of pandas. Yeah.
Am I wrong? That's the sequel is Menopause
like,
Panda?
She's like 35. I don't think she's going through menopause. No. Although, I was pretty sweaty last night while I was trying to sleep, so maybe.
No.
Yeah.
It's been hot out.
You get panda sweats, right? You get panda sweats?
You know, you might not be wrong, actually.
I kind of like this idea,
when one
though,
panda
of...
is born, another panda...
I kind of like this idea of periods being referred to as just pandas. Like, I'm on my panda.
I'm on my panda.
I'm panding this week or something, you know?
So I was taught this by Shauna, I believe. I think I'm quoting somebody wrong. Whatever. Point is, so when you look at a shark's brain, it looks very similar to a woman's fallopian tubes. And what somebody once said to me that they refer to their panda as Shark Week.
I always thought it was Shark Week because it was blood in the water.
Well, blood in the water, yeah. Right? There's a couple reasons why, but that's the way I, because like the way the shark's brain is shaped is
there was a women's.
We're not sponsored by Discovery.
One of the original women's dodgeball teams in Winnipeg was called Shark Week.
Oh my
that's
god,
which is a great
that's
name.
Awesome.
Shout out to Shark Week
on the hunt.
That's awesome.
Confirmation. Dan, do you wanna give your 2 cents on the night over there, or are you?
Dan's like, where are we?
What? The big thing playing on the. You're good? You're good? Okay. All right. Yeah.
Dan's 2 cents on Turning Red is that he didn't want to come here, but he married somebody with kids, and therefore he has to do things he doesn't want to do every once in a while. Finger
also
guns.
Loves
big red panda.
I'm here for the panda.
I'm here for a week of panda.
It's a good night. We've got movie. We've got podcast.
It's an unbelievable turnout for how this day was, to be honest, and how it's like the weather is fantastic. It's beautiful. There's a wicked crowd out here. We're very lucky.
Everybody's really pretty, too. Like, I don't know, like, are people getting better looking? Like, I feel like everyone here right now is just like.
I'm into it, Emily.
It's very nice of you to say.
You're welcome. I was specifically talking about you. Yeah.
We're
it's
all beautiful.
Gorgeous.
It's a good-looking crowd tonight.
It is a good-looking crowd
at the Lyric.
It's a hot crowd. Hot crowd at the Lyric. Come get it.
Come get it. E.T.'s next.
Come get it.
Come get it hot for E.T.
King's Speech coming up.
King's Speech is the late-night encore.
Oh, my God. Now she can be a half panda, half woman.
Yeah, she's like Mario. It's
cool. Oh, because she's adapted to her panda. Right? She's conquered her period, panda.
My panda, my choice, Mom.
Right?
That was cute.
Oh, that's really cute.
But, like, why is it that Mom wanted to remove... Like, why did she...
Because she was always taught that she needed to, like, throughout history...
Reign in womanhood.
You hide the panda. You are not...
Shame.
Whereas, like, this generation is, like, accepting...
Right, free the nip.
Panda all over my face.
Free the nip, man.
Panda on my face, chest and
neck. Free those periods.
Be your panda self.
Yeah.
That's right.
Panda on panda.
We all have an inner beast.
Everyone's learning their grammar, and periods are awesome. Use them.
Like, the period is in a sentence, or the panda period?
Now I'm
just embrace
like
all of them.
Maybe this is above and beyond just, like, regular... That was really cute. Maybe it's, like, above and beyond. It's, like, you also don't have to hide who you are, like Lily said, right? You don't have to hide who you are. So
I really liked that.
Yeah. So maybe...
Accept yourself.
There's some additional commentary there about like how previous generations maybe couldn't be open about their sexuality or their gender identity.
Think that's, I
the
think
one
that's
thing I wanted
I
to say
at.
Too that I really liked, and I like that Disney's been doing a good job of this in the last couple of years, is like at the beginning when she's trying to figure out what brings her leveled or like calms her down. Instead of it being a boy or a crush,
it was
hairbrushes
on her face.
It was like her friends. It was
her friends, right?
Yeah.
And like
that's what I saw.
It was
one of those things where
it's like, okay, that's nice. Because when we were growing up, it was always a love interest. Like it was always that.
There were no female characters without some sort of like male
boy.
Support.
Yeah, and it was like, what drove them to anything was this
crush.
That's
the Bechdel test, right?
The Brenschel test.
I mispronounce it all the time.
Peter's test.
But I like the second time around. I like what I missed the first time, which is all these little like funny nuances.
I like the super
shit.
Bad ending. This
I like having you here, Emily, yeah. to watch this. Not only because you have a presence and an idea of this, but like breaking it down with you is a lot more fun than Jimmy Charles.
Yeah,
and
yeah, definitely.
Like,
can you imagine watching this movie with a woman who has any sort of sense of shame? Just would not have been nearly as entertaining.
Emily stole the
Thank
show.
Thank you, Emily.
Yeah, you're like the Ken in our lives.
I like that we're Barbie still. You still figured out how to ruin that.
Okay, so I'm going to hand this
Still figured out how to ruin it.
Yeah, so we still figured out we're the Barbies. Yeah, we're the Barbies. How did you do that?
Wait a minute. I have no power. Am I a woman?
The real Barbies are the men we met along the way.
Jimmy, what did you think of your first watch of this?
Well, you guys kind of talked through the whole thing. So
it's our job.
No, it's nice.
Turn that to the microphone.
That's what we got hamburgers for.
Right. Like it's nice. It's finally nice that, I mean, the first movie I can think of where the answer isn't a man is Frozen, right?
Yeah, right.
That's the, right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. So it seems, I'm happy that it's becoming the norm.
Yeah.
Well, and if I'm ever going to understand anything from the female perspective, I mean, I'm totally game for it.
You never will.
But I never will in real life. But if this is how I get a better idea of shit, I'm totally down to do shit like this all day
Maybe
long.
Maybe this makes
Emily's
it easier
a good
for
guide.
A dad.
Yeah. Right. Or watching this with his watching this with his daughter. Right. Maybe
That's
it's not
right.
meant for the mom and the daughter, but the dad and the daughter, too.
That's and the period.
I shouldn't,
for the parent.
Yeah. For yeah. Whatever. Yeah, I shouldn't talk about kids.
It's a lot of peas.
Yeah.
For a lot of peas. A lot of cues.
Oh, I think we've got somebody. Do we have people who want to come over and talk on the show?
Well, hello and welcome. What's your name?
My name is Xander.
Hi, Xander.
What did you think of the movie?
It was great.
Yeah. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was maybe.
It's hard. There's so many good parts.
I know.
How about when the panda breaks the stage at the end?
It might have been the part where, like, Mei Mei fights her mom by doing weird moves.
Where she's, like, twerking?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was funny.
That is a lot
That's
of fun.
That's really great. Yeah.
Was this the first time you saw the movie, Xander?
No, it was definitely not. I saw this movie a lot of times.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Remind you of any of your friends?
I don't know.
No, that's not what your school is like.
No.
Hold the microphone a little higher, Xander. Put it to your face. Microphone to your face. There you go.
Would you pay money to see a giant panda at school?
Or just get your dad to pay.
I didn't get killed. Yes.
Smart answer. Very smart answer.
Very good. Well, out of all the Disney movies you've ever seen. How does this rank? Is it like one of your favorites or somewhere in the middle or?
I think like higher middle.
Higher middle? What's your favorite Disney movie?
I think my favorite one would be.
Tough question.
That's a tough question.
Out of all of them.
When you were little, it was The Good Dinosaur.
The Good Dinosaur is a great movie.
That's a great one.
Yes, we really like that.
That's a great one. Yeah. I always love dinosaurs.
Yeah.
What? You know, and we've asked a couple kids this, and we've got different answers every time. What do you think the lesson from this movie, what's the message this movie is trying to teach us? It's a tough one, too. What do you think about... Be yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah? Accept yourself for who you are and be your true self? Yeah, I think so too. Well, awesome. Did you have fun tonight?
Yes.
That's great. Are you going to come back to other movies in the park?
I think so.
Maybe. Right on. Well, thanks for coming and talking to us, Xander.
You're welcome.
You have a good night, okay?
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks,
thank
Xander.
You.
Thanks, guys.
Listener, thank you so much for tuning into an episode. We hope you loved this one. This one kind of We didn't even know where this one was going to go tonight. So
this was really fun.
That's how commentary goes.
It's one of those things we don't plan for. We don't
classic
script,
debaters.
We just show up and talk. So, anyways, listener, thank you for tuning in to another episode. We did not plan for this. We let these things fly by the seat of our pants, and which is why they're so much fun. So if you want to be a part of one of these, come down at the end of the month, September long weekend. We're going to do this again, Super Mario Brothers and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. We're going to host that night, so we'll be on stage talking to you guys, informing you of everything.
This is all free, and it's like proudly put on by our city. It's great. You know, come and support it. Why not?
We pay.
And good movies, man.
Yeah.
Really good movies.
No, this is a good
time. I wish they had this when I was a kid, man. Yeah.
Yeah, we got ripped.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've been Panda One.
I've been Red Sloth.
I've been the heir to the Skinner's Hot Dog Fortune.
And I'm an armadillo.
Watch all the movies, kids.
See you next time.
Bye.
If you have any problems, dial information. Thank you for calling.